Welcome to Love Bonds. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and I am a relationship and couple counselor. You can learn more about me by visiting my website, opendoortherapy.net. This program focuses on the power and challenges of romantic love and attachment, with a special focus on infidelity and affair recovery. So we've all heard the old adage, once a cheater, always a cheater. We have heard it among our friends in social conversation. We've seen it in the magazines. We've heard it from experts. We've seen this everywhere. And since we've seen it and heard it a lot, the assumption is that it's true, that there's truth to this idea that once a person engages in an act of infidelity, has an affair, betrays a partner, that they will do this again and again. And hidden in this adage is the assumption, this hidden truth, that the person, assumed truth, let's say, that the person who engages in an act of infidelity is a flawed character, is immoral, or is so willing to thoughtlessly engage in a relationship with someone outside the relationship that they have a character defect. And since this person is defective in some way, flawed, of low moral standing, let's say, that they will engage in this behavior again and again, and are willing to hurt another. So there's always this caution and red flag around the person who has strayed in their relationship. So let me say, if you have listened to any of my other podcasts or my blog or have been in my office, you will know that I hold a different perspective on this, an alternative perspective, or let's say a more comprehensive perspective on this notion. Now, it is when you hear this reframed, different explanation, you'll have to put your own thinking cap on and make your own conclusions. But I hold the view that a relationship, a committed relationship, a marriage that's strong and connected, and it's serving its function, fulfilling what it's supposed to do, its functionality, which is really to provide intimacy in kind of two strains of intimacy that are entwined. And those two strains are emotional and physical or sexual intimacy. Those things go together. And when the romantic relationship, the couple, the committed pair, the marriage is fulfilling those needs that the two people within the relationship can and do turn to one another, can express vulnerabilities, can ask for what they need, can express those deeper needs for closeness and connection, then the relationship, we'll say, is strongly bonded and the pair is very attached to one another. In effect, that is where they are turning for their emotional and sexual needs. And the partner occupies a powerful space in their thinking, in their mind, that the partner is never far from their thoughts. However, when the relationship weakens in this way, and a lot of things can weaken a bond or have impact on the relationship. Let's say modern life, with all the demands of modern life, time constraints, people that are apart for, let's say, business or travel, or neglect, relationship neglect, sort of weakens the bond. It weakens this connection, and relationships often devolve into information exchange or running the household. Some couples become very effective at running the household so that the food shopping is done, the bills are paid, the lawn is mowed, the dog is fed, the kids are bathed, but the sentimental, the deeper connecting it goes by the wayside. And they fall into what I call the living like roommates trap, which means they're humming along. The household is in order for the most part, but the intimate connection gets soggy. It lacks. They feel disconnected. The relationship no longer has the sentimental, moving, closeness, cuddling, affection, sharing at the deeper level. And this weakened bond leaves the individuals within the relationship vulnerable to the attentions of someone outside the relationship. And very often, all it really takes is something very slight, is being responded to by someone outside the relationship. Oftentimes at work or the gym or anywhere you come across another that is noticing a lonely partner. And they might say, you look good in that color, or that was an interesting idea, or you're funny, you made me laugh. Anything that sparks that feeling appreciated, feeling noticed, and it's very easy for a partner who's feeling unloved or lonely or disengaged or neglected to turn toward someone outside the relationship and form a connection. And so sometimes one party in the relationship goes off to another connection, and sometimes it's both in one way or another, but it is a reflection of a weakened relationship. So essentially, the people within the relationship either neglect, often innocently. I mean, there's no blame here. It's often just the busyness of life, of a modern life, of a work-centered culture, caring for children, a busy household, the demands of a home, the dog, the schedules, long hours at the job, make it difficult for couples to put themselves first and foremost. So let's go back to the old adage of once a cheater, always a cheater. Basically, when there's a fair recovery, or a fair recovery, let's say with me in my office, the focus is not only on unpacking and exploring and obtaining a greater understanding of the drama of the relationship, but going back to the condition of the relationship or the elements that set the stage, that made the ground fertile for an infidelity. So a key question I always ask the couples in my care is, what was taking place within your relationship prior to the infidelity? What do you recall, what was going on back then? And at this juncture, couples tend to be in a powerful alignment, sharing a same story of, yeah, that was a time when he or she was traveling a lot for business, or we had two children close together and everything became hyper-focused on the children. We lost connection. Someone's parent became ill. There was caregiving for the aging parent. Something, or a variety of things took the attention away from the couple, and they focused elsewhere, and their relationship became neglected. What works in a family, what works in a partnership, is that the couple and their needs are first and foremost, especially, put a note on this, especially during times of stress or extra demands. So it's very common for me to hear that these external things, the job demands, the children, the household, an illness, something takes the time and energy and focus away from the couple and is put elsewhere. And my point of view is that it is especially important, it is more important for the couple to put their needs for emotional and sexual connection first and foremost, particularly when there's times of stress or transition, a heavy change. That's when they need the bond even more. If there's a person who has participated in an act of infidelity, and that initial, the vulnerability that left the couple susceptible to affair does not get addressed, then if that has not been repaired or there's not a deeper understanding of how this works, then the person who has strayed may stray again because the original bond, the original matter was not addressed. So the hope is in a fair recovery that the couple is able to examine and deepen their connection and look at the ways they were relating that left them susceptible in the first place. When that piece does not get restored or healed or addressed, then there may be a second or either returning to the affair partner or another act of infidelity. The person has in effect learned to let's say outsource their romantic needs. They have looked outside the relationship for their needs for intimacy and closeness when it really belongs within the relationship. So the question becomes, why can't the couple, why are these two people not able to turn to one another and express their vulnerability and get their needs met within the relationship? Because that's what a romantic pairing or a marriage is for. I hope that helps, and I encourage you to think a little more carefully, more comprehensively the next time you hear once a cheater, always a cheater. So you've been listening to Love Bonds with me, Terry DiMatteo of opendoortherapy.net. If you liked what you heard here today, I invite you to subscribe and share, and do come back again. Thank you very much for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.